Welcome back to Somatic Healing Sessions. I'm Rachel Chase. I'm your host and guide of these powerful, gentle, wonderful healing sessions. And today is Somatic Healing Session number 19. And today we're going to hold space for whatever is arising within your being to be witnessed and held in the energy of peace. And so it's time to go ahead and just go into this process. And that means you're going to need to find a place to be alone where you can sit back or lie down and just receive this guidance, this support, and this healing energy. Somatic healing is about connecting with your body to process, to heal, to receive gentle energy, and to sometimes place your hands on your body. When we do somatic healing, somatic is just related to the sense of the body, the feeling sense in your body. And when we feel these emotions rise in our body, you know, think about a little baby. Think about when you're feeling despair or sadness or a sudden overwhelm of grief maybe comes in. And that's life. We are human. This is going to happen. There's nothing wrong with you if this happens. Sometimes when we have a sudden emotion, we automatically go to the negative and think, what's wrong with me? Oh no, something's wrong with me. But just because the feeling of something is wrong comes doesn't mean something is wrong with you. It just means you are a human being having a natural experience. So maybe this has been going on in your life now, or maybe this is just something you're thinking about. And those memories, those times when we feel like we just need a hug, right? Or it just is so nice for someone to just have a gentle touch, right, on your shoulder or your back. And sometimes it's nice just to do that for ourselves. A gentle touch of the hand on the heart or the chest center area, or even on your head, just a gentle touch on your head. Sometimes it's nice even to cup the hands around the head and have them both on the head in different areas, maybe on the forehead or the back of the head or both at the same time. And even just a gentle hug, wrapping your hands around your body. And maybe these aren't new awarenesses to you, but maybe they are. Maybe this is an odd concept to think about placing your hands on your body for comfort. But you might want to try it out tonight, today, this morning, whatever time of day it is in your world. Because laying your hands on your body, or your belly maybe, or a place on your leg that feels tender, it's an automatic response that humans have when we go to comfort someone or comfort a child. And maybe that's something that you do naturally, or maybe you grew out of it. Maybe it's something you haven't done in a long time. But I invite you to bring it back if it's something you haven't done in a long time, because it can really help to ground your energy and regulate your emotions and feel what you're feeling. So often we block our feelings, right? And so by a gentle touch, gently touching the body, it can send a signal of validation inside to yourself and confirmation that your feelings are real, that they are welcome, and that it's okay to feel them. right? So often we're told or we feel that crying is bad or wrong, or we're afraid of crying. But if we lay our hands on our body, right where we feel the tenderness, or around the throat where it feels stuck, or the places in the gut that feel tight, by placing the hands there, it helps to unlock the tension so that the tears can flow. And we don't necessarily need to analyze our tears. We can just allow them to come, because that, again, is a natural human experience that we need to give ourselves when we can. By crying, it helps to balance our emotional, our hormones. It helps to balance the chemicals in the body. The shedding of tears is the body's way of restoring balance and releasing what is pent up inside. So I want us to have a deep, beautiful healing experience now of holding space for whatever is happening in your body right now with tenderness and kindness and love, and bring through the awareness that there is peace here. There is an energy of peace that is created when we gaze upon ourselves with the lens, the perspective, the attitude, the gaze of appreciation. So appreciation of whatever you're feeling is really important. Again, that is the opposite of fighting against the emotions or analyzing them or trying to get rid of them or stop feeling them. Appreciation of all that you are and all that you've been through helps release those negative self-talk or those messages that you might be giving yourself about being wrong or bad or regret or despair, any of those things that have been playing out in your mind. Appreciation is an energy that actually helps to bring about the peace energy. Now, we don't have to create peace energy because it's already created. It's just here underneath everything. It's the underlying vibration and frequency of life is just peace, which is also a natural, joyful energy. It's a delicate, soft, simple, joyful, peaceful energy. And it can be found in the body. And we can nurture it and help bring about the sense of it and the awareness of it when we bring in appreciation for ourselves. So take a few breaths and get comfortable. Deep breath in and slow breath out. And I want you to think about what you have inside of you and in your life that you can appreciate right now. See if you can sense the feeling of appreciation in your body. Take a deep breath and find out if there is a place in your body that might feel appreciation. Emotion is energy, and emotion is a feeling. Right? Something you feel inside. So I invite you to attempt to find out, what does it feel like inside? What is the energy? Maybe there's not a place, but it's a sense. Does it move up or down or out or in? Do you feel it all over or in one particular place? Bring in appreciation here, even for the things that are difficult or challenging. And take a couple of more breaths. And now I want you to simply notice any sensation at all that is happening in your body right now. Just being aware is important. Just noticing is important. Just making a connection is important between your mind and your body. Making this connection with those subtle sensations in your feet, for example, in the feeling of breathing, in the feeling of your legs, in the feeling of your hips, in the feeling of your belly, in the feeling of your lower back. Take another deep breath here and release all the air out. And notice the sensory, sensational experience inside, in your chest, your shoulders, your arms, your hands, your throat, and your head. And breathe again in deeply and out all the way. Drop a layer of stress from your body. Just let it fall away. And one more breath with that. In and out. Good. Notice if there's any tension in your face and relax that. And now ask your body, where would you like to place your hands right now? Where would that feel nice? Where would that feel comforting right now? To just be held and place your hands on that area of your body. And as you breathe in through your nose, you can exhale out the mouth or nose now, either one. As you breathe in next time, this next inhale, invite in some more of that loving energy, that divine source, light energy. And as you exhale, let it flow all the way through your body. Start to intend that you are in a state now of receptivity, receiving this peaceful light energy. Breathing in and out, receiving this peaceful light energy into your body, into your hands, and feel how your hands are transmitting the energy into your body. Notice the sensations there of the gentle touch and the energy flowing. And just give yourself some comforting right now. Give your body some comforting. Some compassion. Some love. And peace. And take one more deep, slow breath here. And let it all out. Yes. Excellent. At this time, we're going to just gently have you open your eyes here a little bit. And be aware. Notice how you feel. Notice what you are feeling inside. Notice the state of your mind and your body. And if you want to relax your hands, if they're on a particular area and they need to just relax now, you can do that if you'd like, or leave them where they are. Or maybe put your hands on another place where you would like some comforting there. Maybe a little gentle massaging even of the knees or the legs there, the thighs, your arms, shoulders, your head. And take your time to stretch your body in any way that feels really good for you right now. Taking some deeper breaths. Finding some water to drink. And just being in that state of appreciation. And notice what that might do for you. The more you bring in that energy of appreciation into each moment of your life. I wish you all peace and infinite blessings. Again, I'm Rachel Chase. You can find me at rachelchase.com. Feel free to reach out at rachel@rachelchase.com. That's my email. Or find me through my website. If you'd like to work with me, you're welcome to book a free session so we can talk about it. Have a wonderful rest of your day or night. And I'll talk to you next time. Take care, everyone. Ciao for now.